kind of have to be old school to remember what this one was about. And that, it came out of D.C., Donald Byrd's protégés, the Blackbirds. This jam, Rock Creek Park. Yeah, go ahead. Give it. Go ahead. Give it up. Yep. It was a jam.
You saw my face. I needed a little more of it.
And yeah, that's what the late 70s were like there at D.C. The song called Rock Creek Park. And they'll be doing it in the park this weekend as the Colorado Black Arts Festival returns to City Park West. Now, we were familiar with festivals on Welton because the Five Points Jazz Festival is on Welton. Mm-hmm. And Juneteenth is on Welton. Mm-hmm. But the Colorado Black Arts Festival, now going on, 37 years, is at City Park West, which is Denver City Park, bordered by 17th, York, 21st, and the Zoo. And the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, Colorado Boulevard. So on the west side of the park.
Okay.
This is not where they hold the City Park Jazz on Sundays around the lake at the gazebo. The tent. This is west of that, west of the Martin Luther King Jr. statue. You'll see it all there. And they've got music, arts and crafts, which is what I'm going to be there for.
Arts and crafts?
Probably going to get there. Yeah.
Just get your craft on?
The amazing African arts.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that's imported from the continent, from the Caribbean. The vendors, all the gear, all the spices, all the oils. We were over at Akente Express yesterday, and he says, oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, right
and
on.
And so, you know, you got the expertise. The elders are there. The Jota cultural stage with the drumming. And the dancing. It's called the Jota Village after the
Nigerian drummer. Village?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that.
Adetunji Jota just made his mark in the city. And Perry Ayers, the founder of the festival, named that Jota stage after him, the Jota Village stage. So great, great roots stuff, man. Roots.
Roots.
Man, get into it. And they've got a popular band called Climax. If you remember them, they're playing on Saturday night at 7. So the Colorado Black Arts Festival is on this weekend, 11 or noonish till about 8 in the evening. And that's one of those great hangs where you see all the people.
Yeah.
Come on and hang out.
There's so many stuff here. I mean, this marketplace looks really cool.
The marketplace is a thing, I'm telling you.
Is it food and fashion and art and everything?
Yes. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, so you get you're looking for your hats, you're looking for your gear, your authentic gear.
Right.
You know, you're looking for those beautiful prints. Kente Plus. All the other prints.
That's cool.
It's there at the.
Is there live art happening?
Colorado.
When you went?
The kids are doing arts, painting stuff up, and learning about the symbols and the possibilities of their artistic expression. It really is an arts festival, and it's going on its 37th year, the Colorado Black Arts Festival. The website continues to be updated with new information as we get in. COLBAF. For Colorado Black Arts Festival, colbaf.org. Guess who just walked into the room? Flo Ayers is here. Flo Ayers, sister of Perry Ayers, founder of the Colorado Black Arts Festival. I remember it back in the day. I should have brought my hats.
You should have.
We're going to move this real close. Because
I've got a collection of T-shirts going back from the first festival.
86 or something like that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for dropping by this morning. I can't imagine. I think you got your golf cart outside.
Well, I think
Actually,
I'm driving a cargo van.
Right.
Full of stuff.
Full of stuff to get out there at City Park West.
City Park West.
Let's remind people about where it is, because you've been in the same spot for all these 30 plus years.
Yeah, pretty much. We've had for some years we haven't been in the park, but I would say for the last 25 years the park has been our place.
Yeah.
And so it's I would say probably on the corner of York and 17th, right across the street from the East High School. Yep. It's between, say, the Martin Luther King Monument.
Yeah, and 17th right there.
And 17th.
Yeah. Flow Airs from the Colorado Black Arts Festival. The community comes together for this one. A lot of the artists look forward to this one because, you know, the dance is there.
Yes.
And the paintings are there because my walls really need some help. I'm trying to decorate.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure the artists are too.
or the fabric is there.
Yes.
Or the earrings are there.
Yes.
And all the stuff is there. The music is there.
The music is there.
You got a couple stages there that you've got some music?
I think you already talked about the Jodah Village stage.
We talked about the Jodah Village stage, uh-huh. right, with drummers and dancers.
Yes.
Right?
Our rootsy kind of stage.
Yes.
So, you know, on our Columbia stage on Saturday, we're going to have the all-female band, Climax.
Okay.
Coming out of Los Angeles.
All right.
And, you know, they've been around, I guess they had their debut in the 90s.
Yeah.
But they have come out with some new releases, and they're still going strong.
That's what you were saying, Abby, straight out of the
80s,
90s.
Yes, the fashion.
Yeah, the neon. who else is coming there that you know? I know you're filling up the updating the details and the website and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other groups that we might recognize who are playing?
You know, I have to apologize, but I did not bring that list with me.
Okay. Well, we will check it out.
But we have some great acts. We're going to cover jazz, blues, R&B, pop from a lot of local groups.
All right.
And they're all fantastic.
Flow Airs is from the Colorado Black Arts Festival, still based at colbaf.org.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, we just lost your brother earlier this year.
Yeah.
So we're still sort of kind of like, I mean, he was the rock, right?
He was the rock.
So everybody got to pitch in. We all got to hold up Flo's arms to help pull this thing off. What do you get excited about?
Well, since you mentioned that, you know, we're having a procession in Perry's honor on Saturday.
Oh, what time?
It's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
It's going to start at the Brother Jeff Cultural Center stage.
Uh-huh.
It's like a second line procession, like New Orleans style. It's going to be led by a brass band. And we're asking folks to bring their cultural umbrellas and join the Arts family and the Colorado Black Arts family and just join in the procession. It's going to be it's going to be spectacular.
That sounds like a great memorial to this to Perry and to this institution that's been built up. If you keep showing up year after year, people are going to start thinking you're serious.
Well, you know, you'd think they would know that by now, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I know there's a lot of details, and we're going to point people to the website, colbaf.org.
And probably the best place for them to go at the moment is because, you know, we all wear several hats.
Yes.
And our website is not quite up to date.
Okay.
So if they go to our Facebook page, then they'll find more information.
That's where to go.
Just go to our website, go to the bottom, or just type in the Colorado Black Arts Festival Facebook and or go to our website and click on our Facebook icon. They're going to find more information there.
You got a gospel stage, too.
We have a gospel stage.
All right, on Sunday. Yeah.
On Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, the gospel stage is going to close out with Dr. Michael Williams and his son, Dominique Williams.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought Michael was a gospel guy.
Yeah.
And he is a gospel guy, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
But we had a little thing that we call the History of African American Music.
Yes.
And he was the musical director.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael has such in-depth talent. I mean, we went from 1920s to the 70s. And so he did James Brown. He did the Fisk Jubilee Singers. He did... the jazz greats.
He's a music guy.
Aretha Franklin. So you don't want to miss that.
Dr. Williams is a music guy.
He is.
And that's you said that's where and when?
That's on Sunday at 5 o'clock on Sunday gospel stage.
On the gospel stage.
Yes.
Flow Airs, a busy, busy, busy woman as we're coming up on the 37th Colorado Black Arts Festival at Denver's City Park West.
Yes.
And we're gonna get you on. Down the way, because you got a truck full of stuff.
I got a truck full of stuff.
You have to move it here, move it there, and we're going to be ready to welcome you back for another great year.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
You guys come out.
Flow Airs from the Colorado Black Arts Festival, colbaf.org.